This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In President Bush's budget, he proposed cutting 75% of the funding for the nation's adult education and literacy system. That includes general education development, or GED, classes. In North Carolina, some GED classes are filled with adults who've been laid off after working decades in textile mills and factories. Some say the proposed cut would make it even harder for them to get back into the workforce. From North Carolina Public Radio, Jessica Jones reports.
Rockingham County has long been home to textile mills that in recent years have been rocked by massive shutdowns caused by foreign competition. Since 1990, there have been 3,000 layoffs, and now textile jobs are few and far between. Fonzella Graves dropped out of high school long ago to work in one of those mills. Graves says she never dreamed the industry would collapse.
Well, you didn't think so. Who would have thought textile went out of business? But as you can see, slowly but surely, it's ending.
Graves, who's 49 now, lost her job when the local Pilatex plant shut its doors for good 2 years ago. She enrolled in this GED class because she says it's the only way to find a new job.
You got to have a high school diploma. You got to have a high school diploma to sweep my floors now. At one time, you didn't, but you do now.
If the cuts go through, it's estimated that 27,000 North Carolinians would not have access to ESL, literacy, and GED classes. In North Carolina, the state contributes about $5 million to adult education programs, so some would still exist. But a lot of people who've been laid off won't get the help they need, says Randy Whitfield, North Carolina's director of adult education.
These people will continue to remain unemployed because there will be nothing else for them to do. If the funding doesn't come through, I think we will definitely see a drop in the number of people getting their high school equivalencies. There will be no other option for them.
Whitfield says other states that rely more heavily on federal funding, like Texas and California, would be even harder hit. In North Carolina, students like Fonzella Graves believe that getting their GEDs will help them find jobs. But the Department of Education isn't so sure.
One of the issues is that we don't have data to demonstrate that the programs that are being supported by federal funds are the ones that are effectively leading to jobs.
Todd Jones is with the Department of Education. The department conducted a year-long study to see how effective adult education programs are in raising students' literacy skills and getting them back into the workforce. Jones says not many students immediately found jobs after getting their GEDs. And he says it's not clear that the government programs were what made those who succeeded employable again.
If the federal government cannot say to taxpayers, we know that this is leading to positive outcomes, why in the world should we justify to taxpayers that their money should be taken to support the program?
But academic studies show that it can take about 5 years before a general education diploma pays off with a job. John Tyler, a professor at Brown University, has studied the connection between the GED and participation in the workforce. Tyler says having a GED does make a difference for adults with low academic skills.
Your probability of being employed over time and out into the fifth year is greater if you have a GED than if you don't. Your wages will also be a little bit higher if you have a GED than if you don't. But the main effect of this credential is going to be in moving you into jobs.
And that's what students studying for the GED in North Carolina are finding out. 50-year-old Wanda Hancock was a mill worker for more than 3 decades before she was laid off 2 years ago. Since then, she has been studying diligently to get her GED. She hopes to finish this summer. Meanwhile, Hancock has been canvassing local offices and what factories are left for jobs.
The first thing they ask me, do I have a GED? And if you don't have that GED, they don't even want to fool with you.
It's not clear yet what will happen to funding for adult education programs. The U.S. Senate narrowly passed an amendment that would restore full funding, but the House's version of the budget includes the administration's cuts. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.